The Dyslexic Advantage, Unlocking the Hidden Potential of the Dyslexic Brain, by Brock L. Ide, M.D., M.A., and Fernet F. Ide, M.D., narrated by Paul Costanzo. Copyright 2011 by Brock L. Ide and Fernet F. Ide. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Viking, a member of Penguin Group USA, Inc., and was produced in the year 2011 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Preface. In 2004, a top business school in England sent out a press release with the headline, "Entrepreneurs Five Times More Likely to Suffer from Dyslexia." Its subheading went on to ask, "What makes Sir Richard Branson, Sir Alan Sugar, and Sir Norman Foster special?" The answer, as revealed in the body of the press release, was that each of these highly successful entrepreneurs also suffered from dyslexia, a condition researchers at the school found to predispose individuals with dyslexia quite strongly to entrepreneurial success. Just how successful are the particular entrepreneurs that they cited? At last count, Sir Richard Branson has a net worth of approximately US $4 billion. Alan Sugar, now Baron Lord Sugar of Clapton, has a net worth of $1.2 billion U.S. dollars. Norman Foster, now Baron Lord Foster of Thames Bank, has a comparatively smaller fortune of only U.S. $400 million, though he does have the consolation of being one of the world's most admired and distinguished architects. In light of the tremendous success enjoyed by these entrepreneurs, it seems rather odd to describe them as suffering from dyslexia.